Welcome to Tomahawk Hatchet Sports on WJJQ, Northwoods 92.5. Presented in part by Fairman Orthodontics, Calhoun Insurance, Tomahawk Eye Care, Heritage Chevrolet, Keith Hansey, Northwoods Community Realty, Park City Credit Union, Cerny's Greenhouse, School District of Tomahawk, Cracker Barrel, Northwoods Awards and Engraving, Simply Stitched, United Steelworkers Local 248, Hometown Chiropractic Center, Shuni Trucking and Excavating, Tomahawk McDonald's, Riley Family Dental, Woodland Lakes Realty, Custom Accounting Services, Mirror Electric, Health in Motion Physical Therapy, Packaging Corporation of America, Tomahawk Mill, Rhinelander Auto Center, Hilgi's LP Gas, State Farm Insurance, Kevin Ehrman Agency, Bowman Chiropractic, Tomahawk Builder Supply, IAM Tomahawk Mill Maintenance Union, Generations Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Triggs, Tomahawk Appliance and Home, Louisiana Pacific, Tomahawk Mill, and Fairman Orthodontics. Now it's time for exciting Hatchet play-by-play coverage on WJJQ. Here's Alex Cook.
High school playoff volleyball is live and on the air. A very good Thursday evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Alex Cook. Keith Hansey here with you, coming to you from Mosinee, where tonight the WIAA Division II regional semifinal gets underway between the Tomahawk Hatchets and the Mosinee Indians. Keith, nothing better than coming here to Mosinee, isn't it?
No, this is a wild, loud, ruckus place to play.
Yes, very much is. Let's go ahead and talk about this Tomahawk team. This is a team that's 19-17 overall in the season. Their first-round playoff matchup was a sweep over Rhinelander. We saw them. Their passing and serving did struggle a little bit, especially in the last two games, but they got them in timely spots to come away with a sweep on Tuesday.
They did. They were able to break the runs and then make runs of their own. So tonight, facing this Mosinee team, they're tough servers, tough hitters. So you really got to have that passing, the serve receive, and be playing at a high level all the games.
Yeah.
This is a team you can't take a set off.
No.
Because Mosinee will take it to you.
Yeah, let's talk about this Mosinee team. This is a Mosinee team. They're the number 3 seed in the regional. They swept their first-round opponent, which was Marinette, back here on this gym on Tuesday as well. It was close in the third game between these two teams, but Mosinee was able to pull it away. And the thing with the Indians is that this Tomahawk team beat them in both matches last year, Keith. This is not a team that loses, you know, one match to a Great Northern Conference opponent, much less two. But their top killers, Michaela Weiser and Bridget Fry, are the biggest reasons why Mosinee finished undefeated in Great Northern Conference play this season.
Yeah, and I was able to watch Mosinee, obviously the two Tomahawk games, but also in the conference tournament. And they served very aggressive. They got hard serves, but more importantly, their passing was really good. Their setter didn't have to run a whole lot, and they have good hitters. So when you have that setter able to pass that ball to her and she sets them up, that's where they're getting all these kills.
So looking at this Tomahawk team, this is a gritty bunch, as we've talked about throughout the season. How can they scratch and claw their way to an upset here tonight?
My biggest thing is they're going to have to keep Mosinee out of system.
Yeah.
By doing that, if you can't get a hit and you're getting a free ball, you got to push it to the back corners. Kind of get them out of system. When their setter's in the back row, Mosinee's running a 5-1, she's going to be in the back right. So if you have a free ball, toss it over to her. Take her out of the equation. And if she's in the front row, then I say you pass it deep corners, left and right, and keep Mosinee having to pass a long one. Don't lob it over and let them get an easy set, because they have the hitters to put the ball down.
Both these teams very senior-heavy, as we know. Mosinee and Tomahawk here, WIAA Division II regional semifinal volleyball action here on WJJQ tonight. The winner of tonight's match will take on either number 2 seed Oconto Falls or number 7 seed Lakeland on Saturday. We're going to take our first break. When we come back, we'll hear from Hatchet Volleyball Coach Katie Den to get her thoughts on tonight's match. This is the Fairman Orthodontics Coaches Show here on WJJQ.
Fairman Orthodontics provides professional orthodontic services to families here in the Northwoods at Riley Family Dental in Tomahawk. This is Dr. Jen from Fairman Orthodontics. We offer the best in comprehensive orthodontic treatment in a relaxed, family-friendly setting with an unmatched level of care. My dad, Dr. Dennis, and myself believe that by offering child and adult braces, straighter teeth, enhanced smiles, and better dental health, we help to improve our patient's overall confidence. To achieve the smile you've always wanted, call 359-1910 or visit our website at fairmanorthodontics.com and schedule a complimentary new patient exam with Dr. Fairman or myself, Dr. Jen. For nearly 40 years, we've been providing exceptional orthodontic care and creating beautiful smiles for every age, from our family to yours. Enjoy this exciting Hatchet broadcast brought to you by Fairman Orthodontics.
Hey there, Hatchets. Ready to show your Tomahawk team pride? It's time to team up with Park City Credit Union. Rock your school spirit with a Hatchets debit card. Plus, when you upgrade your debit card to a Hatchets card for just $10, Park City will donate $5 to Tomahawk High School. It's a win-win for you and your school. But wait, there's more. Park City offers a variety of rewards checking accounts to choose from. For those who love getting cash back on purchases, look no further than their PCCU cashback checking. Or if you're aiming for higher rates on your balance, enjoy earning an impressive 3% APY with their PCCU cash checking. With Park City, you'll get the rewards you deserve and a debit card that supports your school. Ready to make a move? Then open an account or upgrade your card to a Hatchets card by visiting your local Park City Tomahawk branch. Terms and conditions apply. See credit union for details. Federally insured by NCUA. Unleash your Hatchets pride today with Park City Credit Union.
Heritage Chevrolet of Tomahawk is proud to be a sponsor of the Tomahawk Hatchet Sports Broadcast on WJJQ. Our team at Heritage Chevrolet would like to salute the efforts of our Hatchet student athletes and dedicated coaches and managers for all they do for a winning effort. When you're in the market for a new or used vehicle, please keep Heritage Chevrolet in mind. Our sales staff will offer you the vehicle that best suits your needs at a competitive price. And our service team has your back with certified service. Check out our website at heritagechev.com or stop in at our showroom on North 4th Street in Tomahawk. And good luck, Hatchets.
John Chase Schutte Construction of Tomahawk would like to wish the Tomahawk Hatchet sports teams the best of luck this season. They'd like to salute the athletes and coaches for their hard work and dedication to THS. If you have a building project in your future and need site prep work, or if you would like to add a pond, driveway, food plot, or boulder retaining wall to your property, then call John J. Schutte Construction at 453-2015. That's 453-2015. Good luck, Hatchets, from John J. Schutte Construction of Tomahawk.
Currently joining me now in studio is Tomahawk Hatchet head volleyball coach, Katie Denton. Katie, welcome back to the show, and thank you for joining me.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me.
All right, let's go ahead and get right into this here. We talked a little bit about this also in the Fairmont Orthodontics Coaches Show on Tuesday. Why don't you break down your team's performance in the second half of the Great Northern Conference Tournament to wrap up the season?
Okay, so we started off playing Anago, and I think that we played our best ball against Anago. It was a five-set match. We duked it out. I saw kids finally come alive and do the things that we've asked them to do all year long, executed points, played tough. Their defense was tough. They played fiery. They played inspired, and it was very exciting. We followed up with a match against Lakeland. We beat them in four. We didn't have a lot of problems with them compared to the first round when we saw Lakeland at their place, and we just kind of took care of business. And then we matched up against Mosinee. We played them very well, but after 10 sets of volleyball, I think that took its toll on us. So we pushed them in the first set to 28-26, and then after that, I think we just were very tired, and things kind of worked itself out in them sweeping us.
This is your first regular season as a head coach up here in northern Wisconsin. What do you think of coaching in the Northwoods so far?
Oh my gosh, I have lots of adjectives. I think that it's been rewarding. It's been challenging. It's been an opportunity for growth. But most importantly, I think it's been successful. We ended up second in our conference, and that is something we wanted to complete in one of our goals. And so we're doing the things that we need to do, and that's been really exciting. The other thing I'd say is this community's support is wonderful. It's so exciting to be a part of a community that's so supportive of our sports program, and that means a lot to me and the program.
Again, talking here with Tomahawk Hatchet volleyball coach Katie Denton here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Katie, let's go ahead and go back to the regular season again. What do you think has been your team's best performance so far this year?
I have to go back to that Anago game. They were fired up. They played so inspired. They played together, and they were putting some serious pop on the ball. They were getting big kills and big moments, and it was really exciting to watch. It was a lot of fun.
Obviously, your team has had a little bit of an up-and-down season. You've dealt with some injuries. You went through a bit of a stretch in the middle of the season where you were, you know, where you were struggling, but you've persisted through the first round of the playoffs. Let's go back to your performance Tuesday night against Rhinelander. What did you think of your team's performance?
I think that it was exciting to get the sweep. I know that we did not play flawlessly. There was points where we were struggling a bit, but my word for the night was composed. Our team stayed composed through the ups and downs. They made some really good decisions on their own to put themselves in better situations to handle some service runs and also then to just make good choices as far as like with what pass they were getting. So I see the maturity and the growth in them, and that's exciting. And I feel like that composure will lead us into what's coming up next.
Again, we're talking here with Tomahawk head volleyball coach Katie Denton here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Katie, you have inherited a very senior-heavy team this year, 9 seniors total on this squad. How much do you think that that veteran experience will play in this postseason run that you're going to make?
I think half the team that's on the floor has had this experience before, so they are going to be our anchors for the folks that have not had this high-pressure postseason experience, and I think that will be comforting and calming to those folks that are stepping into this for the first time. Some of the players have been a part of it but never been on the floor, and so now it's their opportunity, and this has been the season of moments and providing opportunities for the kids, and I think that this is their time to seize their moment, and I know with the anchored squad, they will help the rest of their team make it their moment.
So let's go ahead and talk about your matchup. It is Thursday, regional semifinal. You take on Mosinee. You're on the road. This is a Mosinee team that's had your number for the most part this year. What does your team need to do to pull off, I guess you could say, the proverbial upset?
I think, obviously, if we play inspired and we play tough and we're going to have to play some flawless ball, we're not going to be able to let them get on many runs because they're dominant and they will take advantage of that. I think we need a good support with our fans and our community. And then also, I just think that we need to take it to them and execute the plays that we know how to do, because I think right now we're playing some very good volleyball and we will rise to the occasion. And this team, you know, like you said before, we've explained them as gritty. They're fighters. They are going to work hard, I think. And I think they're up for it. And I think this is the time, you know, to beat them when it counts.
Katie, do you have any final thoughts before we wrap up here?
I am so excited. I cannot wait for this game and this matchup. And these girls, I believe, will bring it.
Yeah, number 6 seed Tomahawk at number 3 seed Mosinee Thursday night. Fairman Orthodontics Coaches Show begins at 6:35. First serve at 7 o'clock. Keith Hansey will join me in the broadcast booth here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Katie Denton, head hatchet volleyball coach. Katie, thank you very much for joining me.
Since 1975. Tomahawk Builders Supply has been serving our Lincoln County and surrounding communities with lumber, trusses, engineered wood products, Anderson windows, cabinets, countertops, Benjamin Moore paints and stains, and a full line of building materials and supplies. Whatever your building needs, the friendly and knowledgeable building experts and staff will be pleased to help you ensure your building project will be a success. Locally owned and operated, Tomahawk Builders Supply, located one block off Main Street in downtown Tomahawk.
This is Keith Hansey, broker associate with Northwoods Community Realty and proud to be a sponsor of Hatchet Sports on WJJQ. Northwoods Community Realty is a company founded on community-focused values and premier real estate services to buyers and sellers in the entire Northwoods area. Whether you're looking for land, lake homes, or city homes for sale, selling your property, or just want to know what your property is worth, give me a call at 966-1032. I have a deep knowledge of the area and understand our local real estate market. Give me a call. Keith Hansey for all your real estate needs and questions at 966-1032 with Northwoods Community Realty.
And we're back on Final Time here on the Fairman Orthodontics Coaches Show on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Let's quickly go over tonight's starting lineups. First off, for the Mosinee Indians, a junior number one, Maggie Waller. Senior number three, Michaela Weisner. Senior number four, Tristan Wicklund. Junior number five, Bella Kaihos. Senior number 11, Amber Gonzalez. Senior number 15, Hannah Nakuda. And the libero for tonight for Mosinee is junior number 12, Daisy Spink. The Indians are coached by Justin Jacobs and assisted by Natasha Underwood as well. Now the starting lineup for the Tomahawk Hatchets. Junior tonight, number one, Sarah Gaybauer. Senior, number 13, Kaylee Scholes. Senior, number eight, Chloe Buckwalter. Sophomore, number 10, Sienna Calkins. Junior, number 11, Claire Albert. Senior, number 14, Macy Jankowitz. And rounding out the starting lineup, Tomahawk's libero tonight, a senior, number six, Samantha Gaybauer. And the Hatchets are coached by Katie Denton and assisted by Jess Denton. Keith, do you have any final thoughts before we wrap up the coaches' show here today?
No, just watching warm-ups. The teams are getting stretched out. They look good. Tomahawk seemed to warm up really well. So I hope they are set and not intimidated or want to get down, you know, because this is a loud environment. They got the pep band here. They have a huge student section.
Mm-hmm.
So they just got to play volleyball. And once they get that first ball in, they should be able to block out all the noise and get to playing.
And the big thing to point out as well, as you stated, most of these girls know how loud it is to play down here in Mosinee. They were down here last year when they ended their long Great Northern Conference streak. Let's see if they can pull off an upset here in the postseason. That's going to wrap up the Fairman Orthodontics Coaches Show here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. When we come back, first serve from Mosinee. You're listening to Hatchet Playoff Volleyball on WJJQ. Actually, before we go to break, just a quick PSA for you. Just a reminder that the high school fall state tournaments are coming up and the WIAA has joined the many sport events that have moved to all digital and cashless tickets for admission into events. With its partnership with GoFan Ticketing, you can purchase and process your tickets safely, securely, and conveniently online for all the exciting state tournaments this fall. Patrons will need to use their mobile device to redeem their tickets at the gate. To purchase tickets, visit the WIAA website at wiaawi.org/tickets. A message from the WIAA and WJJQ. First serve from Mosinee is next.
If you like seafood, you're going to love some of the prices in the Triggs Flyer this week. You'll find Sensi Easy Peel Raw Shrimp in the 26 to 30 count size at $5.99 a pound. It's sold in a 2-pound bag for $11.98. Sensi Cooked Shrimp, those little guys, perfect for your salad. A 16-ounce bag is $6.99. And perfect for your at-home fish fries, cod or haddock loins are $5.79 a pound. Shop and save today on seafood at your local Triggs store.
Joe and Sarah Ristow are excited to bring you 2 for 1.
Offering embroidery, sublimation, and ink transfer services, Simply Stitch can help you with all your apparel decorating needs. And don't forget, 10% of all Hatchet apparel sales are donated to the Hatchet Booster Club.
Northwoods Award and Engraving is your one-stop shop for your awards and marketing needs, offering custom awards including trophies, plaques, medals, and ribbons, as well as tumblers, name tags, and more.
Simply Stitched,
Northwoods Award and Engraving,
both proud to be VIP Hatchet sponsors.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Charles. My wife Audrey and I are excited to be the new owners of the Cracker Barrel, the gateway to the Lake Nokomis area. We are open 7 days a week from 5:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. We offer premium BP gasoline and you can pay at the pump 24/7. Stop inside for snacks, ice, beer, wine, liquor, soda, and basic essentials. Our bait shop has minnows, crawlers, worms, and tackle. We are still your Heifer Junction post office. Cracker Barrel, north of Tomahawk and County Road L, and happily serving the community and supporting Hatchet Sports. Go Hatchets!
The United Steelworkers International Union, 248 Tomahawk Mill employees, would like to salute our Hatchet student-athletes and coaches. USW 248 is honored to be a part of our Tomahawk community, not only working here, but giving back to our local organizations with their time, talent, and resources. Enjoy the game and good luck, Hatchets, from the United Steelworkers International Union, 248 Tomahawk Mill employees.
As your local insurance agent here in Tomahawk, Calhoun Insurance helps you identify the insurance coverage that best fits your needs, personalized to help you make smarter decisions about insurance. Calhoun Insurance has the knowledge and over 30 years of experience to help you better understand your coverage options, whether it's auto, home, renters, business, life, boat, motorcycle, ATV, or snowmobile insurance. Questions about Medicare and getting closer to 65? Talk to Tim Calhoun. Calhoun Insurance will provide you with the best customer service available anywhere. Call 715-224-3259 with questions or to set up an appointment. Calhoun Insurance, just south of Hometown Feed Mill. Calhoun Insurance Agency is proud to support Hatchet Athletes.
Hi, this is Justin at Cerny's Greenhouse, and my staff and I are proud to be a Hatchet Sports sponsor. We salute our Hatchet athletes and coaches and wish them the best of luck this season. Here at Cerny's, we are dedicated to quality and customer service. We appreciate your loyalty and always look forward to seeing you at the Greenhouse. Now let's cheer on our Tomahawk Hatchets and enjoy another great broadcast on WJJQ, brought to you in part by Cerny's Greenhouse and all the Hatchet Sports sponsors.
Welcome, everyone, to Hatchet Playoff Volleyball on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook, Keith Hansey here with you from Mosinee. And the Hatchets are getting set for their WIAA Division II Regional Semifinal Showdown as they take on the Mosinee Indians. Let's again recap the starting lineups for you. First, for the Mosinee Indians, junior number one, Maggie Waller. Senior number 12, Michaela Weisner. Senior number four, Tristan Wicklund. Junior number 5, Bella Cajos. Senior number 11, Amber Gonzalez. Senior, Hannah Nakuda. And tonight's libero for Mosinee is number 12, a junior, Daisy Spink. The Indians are coached by Justin Jacobs and assisted by Natasha Underwood. Now the starting lineup for the Tomahawk Hatchets once again. Junior number 11, Sarah Gaybauer. Senior number 3, Kaylee Scholes. Senior number 8, Chloe Buckwalter. Sophomore number 10, Sienna Calkins. Junior number 11, Claire Albert. And senior number 14, Macy Jankowitz. The Hatchets libero is senior number 6, Sammy Gaybauer. The Hatchets are coached by Katie Denton and assisted by Jess Denton. So, Keith, obviously, Tomahawk, they've been in this situation before. They were in this situation last year. They knocked off Mosinee, ending their Great Northern Conference winning streak on their home court, and they also beat them in the GNC tournament. Tomahawk, they made a deep run in the postseason this year. They've got a legitimate shot to pull off the upset. They're going to have to play some of their best volleyball tonight, though.
Yeah, they are. And it's going to start with the passing, like we've talked about. I'm hoping that back row has a really good night tonight. They get that ball up to Chloe so she can get those sets, because we've got the hitters.
Yes.
We can hit against them. I'd like to see Tomahawk play a little faster game tonight because Mosinee's going to – they have a fast offense, so we got to try and match that. But passing is going to be the key, and serving in and aggressive.
It is loud here
very
in Mosinee.
Loud,
it is very loud here in Mosinee. Not just the pep band, but the fans here as well. The student section has come out to represent Tomahawk. We appreciate you for tuning in here on Northwoods 92.5. WJJQ Tomahawk. It is currently 7 o'clock. We're just about ready to get things underway. Again, the winner of this particular match will go on to the Division II Regional Final. That will be on Saturday night against either Oconto Falls or Lakeland. We'll see if we can provide an update on that match for you as well here on WJJQ. Oconto Falls, Tomahawk knocked them out of the postseason last year, as they did with the number one seed in this year's tournament, in this year's sectional, Shawano as well. So some familiar opponents for Tomahawk here throughout the course of the season, throughout the course of this postseason.
Yeah, they're both good programs.
Yes, they are.
They were deep into the playoffs last year too. So it's a tall task, but
yes,
it can be done.
It can be done. It can very well be done. We've noticed the grittiness of this Tomahawk team has shown through. It showed again in their victory over Rhinelander on Tuesday. Probably Tomahawk's most impressive win in Great Northern Conference play the season so far was coming back to beat Lakeland back on the road. They were down 24-17 in set four, came back, forced to game five, and they ended up winning that one as well. And then they absolutely swept the floor with Mosinee in their fifth set in the Great Northern Conference tournament as well. So Tomahawk will go from left to right, Mosinee from right to left, as we're about ready to get this match underway. Very fun match. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, so am I. I just want to see them get going and start out strong.
Yes, I do too.
watching Mosinee this year, we may have a chance. Our best chance is taking that first set and starting the momentum for the night. I don't see them get it down, get any long runs on them.
Yes.
Stay close, get close, and then finish.
The one thing that I would like to point out, you cannot trade points with Mosinee here.
No.
You cannot trade points at all.
That's where strong serving is going to come in.
Yep, Tomahawk will serve to begin the match with Chloe Buckwalter serving for the Hatchets here tonight. Good to have you along here. Hatchet playoff volleyball begins with a line drive serve from Buckwalter. Goes right to the libero spink. Sent over to Waller. That'll be sent right back over by Wisner. Dug out by Sarah Gebauer. Sammy Gebauer sends it back to the front line for Albert. She'll send it right back over to Gonzalez. Kill is received by Sammy Gebauer to Buckwalter. Sets it up for Albert off the front of the net.
I liked how Tomahawk was moving in that one.
Yeah.
They're moving all over. They're in the right spots. That one, Mosinee had two blockers up, and Claire just hit a little bit low.
Daisy Spink will now serve for the Indians. Spink, one of the top five leaders in aces on this Mosinee team with 47. Buckwalter for Jankiewicz. That one's received by Gonzalez very nicely. Buckwalter to Kaylee Schultz. She tries a block attempt. Mosinee able to keep it alive. And that is going to be a point for Tomahawk.
Kaylee did a really nice job of hitting to that deep back corner.
Yep.
Like we talked about earlier. And that's going to be the key to tonight's game.
Yes, it is. Katie Benajewski will come in for Tomahawk. She'll replace Sarah Gebauer. Again, one thing we noticed with Tomahawk, they rotated a lot of girls in throughout the season. It seems like they've gotten down to their 8 or 9 that they're playing. Here comes the first serve of the night from Claire Albert, who leads the team in aces. Sent over to Wicklund. That one dropped back over. Good job by Kaylee Schultz at the block attempt. Wisner tries to kill. That one drops right in between Sammy Gebauer and Claire Albert for a point.
Yeah, they hit. Mosinee hit our back corner where nobody was at. So yep. That was a good shot on their part.
Lisa Moore will now serve for the Indians. Leader in aces for Mosinee this year has been Amber Gonzalez, one of their captains. That's received by Sammy Gebauer to Buckwalter. Setting it up, Benajewski. That one sent back over by the Indians. Good job by them to keep it alive. Buckwalter to Jankiewicz. That was a bit of a mispass there. Trying to be dropped back over. Buckwalter with the receive to Sammy Gebauer. Albert from the 10-foot line. That one goes right to Gonzalez. Gonzalez, Moore. Moore, that one bounced off the front of the net, I think. That's going to be a point regardless.
Yeah, that play was set up by that back row attack by Claire. She got him way back. They were out of system. They overpassed, and Macy was able to put that thing down.
Sienna Calkins comes in for Sammy Gebauer. Macy Jankiewicz will now serve for the Hatchets. Jankiewicz is with a looping serve over to Daisy Spink. Sent over to Moore. Trying to be dropped in. That is dropped in by Waller. Wicklund to Waller. Those two work very well together.
Yeah. Tomahawk had a double block. They were there. It just went off the right side of the hand and fell in.
Bridget Fry comes in for the first time for Mosinee. She's second on the team in kills per set this season. It's Michaela Wisner to now serve for the Indians. Wisner's line drive serve received by Kaylee Schultz. Over to Chloe Buckwalter. Back to Kaylee Schultz. That one is received by Moore and sent back over. Kill attempt received by Albert to Buckwalter. Sets it up. Benajewski tries a soft kill and that's out.
Oh, good idea.
Yep.
They had their defense back. And they had one blocker up, and she tried to just drop it in, but just a little too far out.
Yep. Next serve coming from Wisner. It's received by Kaylee Schultz. That's an overpass. That's going to drop right in front of the net. That's going to be an ace. 5-2 Mosinee here in game one of this best of five. This is now the Hatchet's chance to stop this run. You can't let Mosinee get out too far.
Got to stop it here. Real short serve.
Good dig by Gebauer to Buckwalter. Calkins, that one dropped in. That's a very well-placed kill by Sienna Calkins.
Yeah, Sienna's seen the opening. The Mosinee's back left was way deep,
yep.
So she just placed it in the right spot.
Yep. Kaylee Schultz comes out. Emerson Lang comes in for Tomahawk. In for Mosinee is now Miranda Schnowski. Here comes the first serve of the night from Emerson Lang. Mosinee leading 5-3 here in game one of this best of five. First serve of the night from Lang is received by Schnowski, sent back over Benajewski to Chloe Buckwalter. Back to Benajewski. That goes off the front of the net. It looks like that hit an Indian. They'll keep it alive. Buckwalter to Emerson Lang. That one is deflected and received by Schnowski. Sent back over. Fry. That one is received by Albert. Kept alive. Buckwalter keeps it in play. And Sammy Gebauer will send it back over the net. That's received by Schnowski. Over to Wicklund. Sent over Waller. That is in. Oh. That was in by about a hair.
That she went for the line on that. and must have touched the line. It's a little far for us to see.
But. Again, it's a little far for us to see, but we'll trust the official's judgment there. Maggie Waller with her first serve of the night, dug out by Claire Albert to Chloe Buckwalter. Beniszewski will have to send it back over. Bit of an errant pass there. Moore tries to the soft kill, does not work. Emerson Lang, Buckwalter to Corkins. No, they're going to stay out. It did not touch an Indian. And it is now a point for Mosinee, 7-3. It looked like that was deflected, at least from this angle. Oh, boy. Here comes the next serve from Waller. That's received by Sammy Gaybauer to Buckwalter. Sets it up for Beniszewski. That's off the front of the net.
That last set over there, I think, not this one, but the one before, hit off the ventilation system, and it dropped early.
Okay.
So it messed their timing up. So I think Chloe went a little soft on that one.
Yeah. Sammy Gaybauer receives that serve. Buckwalter for Hawkins. Good block attempt. Kept alive by Sammy Gaybauer. Buckwalter, they'll try again, this time from the back line. Emerson Lang, that one sent back over by the Indians' Maurer. Here comes Beniszewski's kill attempt, and that one is going to be a kill. There you go. Well, we're going to get that pass back in play. Beniszewski stops the run.
Yeah, Katie hit a beautiful spot to that back left corner, and they just couldn't receive it and pushed it out on our side.
Sarah Gaybauer will now serve for the Hatchets. Mosinee leading 8-4 here in game one of this best of five in the WIA Division II regional semifinal matchup. That serves off the front of the net.
Yep. Sarah's toss was a little bit low, so she hit it flat.
Tristan Wicklund will now serve for the Indians. Wicklund with 49 serves coming into tonight. Wicklund's first serve of the night is out.
That's right.
Back-to-back service errors makes it 9-5 now. Jankiewicz now comes in for Tomahawk. Hawkins will get a rest. And now Sammy Gaybauer will serve for Tomahawk. Here comes the first serve of the night from Sammy. It's a line drive serve received by Spink. Kept alive by Wicklund. It'll have to be sent back over, and it is by Wicklund. Over to Buckwalter. Macy Jankiewicz with the kill that time.
And what set that up? Well, Sammy's serve was deep and hard.
Yep.
Kept him out of system, and we were able to get that kill.
Here comes the next serve from Sammy Gaybauer. Another line drive serve. That is going to be received. Spink able to keep it in play and sent back over by Wicklund. Good job by the Indians to keep it alive. Gaybauer, Buckwalter, Albert this time, block attempt. That's going to be received by Emerson Lang to Buckwalter. Jankiewicz tries a soft kill. Daisy Spink able to keep it alive. Sent back over by Wicklund. Emerson Lang keeps it alive to Buckwalter. Macy Jankiewicz tries a soft kill received by Wicklund. Now sent over to Spink. Sets it up for Fry. That goes off the top of the net and drops over.
We had the block there, double block, but it actually hit that net.
Yeah.
And rolled in. And Claire was playing a little far back off the 10-foot line. I'd like to see her a little closer cover those blocks.
And again, the big circle now around Mosinee serving is Amber Gonzalez, who's now serving. She leads Mosinee in aces with 70. That is going to be received by Sarah Gaybauer. Buckwalter sets it up for Albert. Albert, that block attempt was deflected to Wicklund. Trying to be dropped over, and it is by Michaela Weisner. 11-6 Mosinee here in game one.
Yeah, our back right was playing real deep, and there's a huge spot there, so she just pushed it over the top.
That's exactly what you want. That's very heady veteran play. Next serve from Gonzalez, received by Sammy Gaybauer. Aaron pass, that'll be an ace.
So we got to stop the server right here.
Yeah. Just
settle down, get a good pass.
And again, the big thing also is that you don't want to get this out. And that's another errant pass from Sammy Gaybauer and another ace. That goes to show you the great serving of Amber Gonzalez. 13-6, Mosinee leading here in game one.
Yeah, she has a hard, flat serve. And just a little too much for Sammy. I thought that might have been going out.
Yeah. Your next serve coming from Gonzalez. Another line drive serve. That one is out. That's exactly what you want.
Wisely, they let that one go.
Yep. Didn't miss by much, though.
No. No, it's a lot. It's a hard, flat serve, but it also drops at the end.
Yeah. Kaylee Scholes comes back in for Emerson Lang. Here comes the serve from Buckwalter. Back to the first server of the night for the Hatchets. Spink over to Wicklund, setting it up for Fry. That one is received by the Hatchets. Albert to Buckwalter, setting it up. Albert tries another kill. That one is received by Spink. And that's going to be a point for Tomahawk. It looked like that Mosinee was in the net.
Yes.
So it's now 13-8. Yeah, looks like that was Bella Kaihos. That was in.
We need to go on a run here.
Yes, yes, you do. Hannah Nakuda now is also in for the Indians. Next serve coming from Buckwalter. That is received. Sent over Wicklund. Nakuda tries a kill. That one is right on the line. Well-placed kill that time from Hannah Nakuda, 14-8. Maggie Waller comes back in. Mozeny, the one thing that we talked about, because we've seen these two teams play earlier in the season, not only is Mozeny tall and athletic, they are quick.
They are very, very quick on their feet.
Next serve coming from Daisy Spink. Line drive serve received by Sammy Gaybauer to Chloe Buckwalter. Albert from the 10-foot line. That is out.
Just out.
Missed it by that much.
Good idea. Like, she was going deep, and she was hitting that from about 5 feet off the net, so she didn't have much choice, but...
15-8 Mozeny here in game one. Tomahawk needs to stop this run quick, fast, in a hurry. Next serve coming from Spink is received by Sammy Gaybauer. Good dig that time. Buckwalter, Kaylee Schultz. That's a block that comes right back over. Maggie Waller with a big block that time, 16-8. And now I think Katie Denwan's talking over. She will. Timeout called by Tomahawk. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more after this.
Dr. Kelly Mulcarrick offers professional chiropractic care from children to seniors at Hometown Chiropractic Center of Tomahawk. New patients are always welcome, so call to schedule your visit at 453-5365. See them online at TomahawkHometownChiro.com and see their Facebook page. Hometown Chiropractic Center of Tomahawk, located on the corner of North 4th and Mohawk Drive, proudly serving families in the Northwoods with professional chiropractic care and proud to support our Tomahawk Hatchet student-athletes and this radio broadcast here on WJJQ.
And welcome back, everyone, to Hatchet Playoff Volleyball on Northwoods 92.5. WJJQ, Alex Cook, Keith Hansey here with you from Mozeny. Hatchet's trailing Mozeny 16-8 here in game one, and the athleticism and size of Mozeny is playing a big role here early on.
Yeah, they're getting to all the balls, and they're hitting hard. I'd like to see Tomahawk stiffen up. They're going to have a big block.
Yes.
So we got to get more coverage up tighter.
Mm-hmm.
Tomahawk is hanging back well behind the 10-foot line. When there's two blockers up there, I'd like to see those girls like 3 feet behind those blockers. Cover those tips.
Next serve coming from Mosinee's Daisy Spink. And again, the Hatchets are going to need to go on a bit of a run here to try and get themselves back into this game. Trailing 16-8 here in game one of this best of five in the WIA Division II regional semifinal. That's received by Sammy Gaybauer to Buckwalter. And Kaylee Schultz, or Sammy Gaybauer, I guess you could say, will send it back over. Wicklund sets it up for Wisner. Wow!
Yeah, that was mostly he had a great set right there. And there was only one blocker up, and she was able to pound that ball.
Michaela Wisner, who is Mosinee's leader in kills this year. 313 coming into tonight. Here comes the next serve from Spink. That time received by Sarah Gaybauer. That hits off the ventilation system. Jankowicz keeps it alive. Sent back over by Buckwalter. That's good concentration. Kept alive. Waller tries a soft kill received by Albert. Albert to Buckwalter. Sets it up for Jankowicz. That's received by Wicklund. Kept alive. Spink over to Wisner. Sent back to Sammy Gaybauer. Buckwalter sets it up for Albert. That is a kill for Claire Albert. There you go.
That ball was actually going out, and number three, Wisner, put her arms up, and then she was going to pull away, but still touched the ball.
Yeah, it looked like that it was also deflected on that block attempt as well.
Yes.
So I'm not sure which way that would have gone, though. Here comes the next serve for Tomahawk, this time coming from Claire Albert. Albert's line drive serve received by Amber Gonzalez. Sent right back over. That is out.
Yep.
That is out. That is a kill. That was a kill attempt that time from Wisner. And it's now 17-10. Boy, that was very close, too.
It was very close, and that Mozeny was thinking it was touched.
Yeah.
I don't believe it was.
It didn't look like it was, at least from this angle. Here comes the next serve from Albert. Line drive serve off the top of the net and drops in for an ace. There's a bit of a run for the Hatchets. They've scored three straight. See if they can make it four or five here. Try and get themselves to claw themselves back into this game.
Yep. Have Claire keep serving hard.
Serve needs to be a little bit higher, though. You can't have all those serves go off the net. That one is a line drive serve received by Gonzalez, and the Indians are able to send it back over. Good job by Gonzalez. Keep alive. Gaybauer, Buckwalter, Jankowicz gets it in for the kill.
Macy saw that back left corner wide open and pushed it wisely right back there because she had a double block on her and wisely went around it.
Yep, the well-placed kill from Macy Jankowicz. It's now 17-12. Hatchets are smiling, but they're still down five. Need to get together a little bit more points. That one is out. Service error that time from Albert, but Tomahawk able to trim into the lead a little bit. They put up four straight.
Now they have some momentum. They got to get this ball right here, break the server, and get that serve back.
And it's going to be Lisa Moore serving now for the Indians. Mosamine leading 18-12 here in game one of this best of five. Here comes a serve from Moore. It's a looping serve received by Albert to Buckwalter. Sets it up for Jankwitz. That goes off the top of the net. Indians able to keep it alive with Spink. That'll be sent right back over and dug out by Sammy Gay. Bauer, good dig. Kaylee Scholes, Benischewski will send it right back over the net. That one is received by Gonzalez. Set up for Wisner, and that'll be a kill. The hitting of Michaela Wisner is very, very impressive.
Yeah, she's hitting cross-court. As we're getting two blocks up, she's seeing the side. And she's able to put it down near that 10-foot line.
19-12 now, Mosny. That serve received by Albert. Over to Buckwalter. Sets it up for Benischewski. Tries the kill. I think that is out. Yes, that'll be a point for Tomahawk. It looked like that was off of one of the Indians there. Not sure if it was Waller or Wicklin.
The Katie was able to see they had a huge block up, and she was able to hit it off them and make it go back out.
Heady play by the senior. Here comes the next serve for Tomahawk, this time from Macy Jankowicz. Looping serve received by Marr. Sent over to Wicklin. Wisner tries a kill. That is in.
No,
they're going to
say they touched it.
Yeah, I was going to say that was in anyways.
Oh, no, they're saying number 10 was in the net.
Oh, that's what they're saying. Yep, okay, so Hawkins was in the net. So that'll make it 20-13, Mosney. Regardless, Mosney gets a point. That's what we want to say.
So we got to break this serve right now because Wisner's a good server.
And here comes Michaela Wisner, one of Mosney's best hitters and servers. That's received by Kaylee Scholes. That'll be sent over to Buckwalter. Backline kill attempt from Albert. That goes off of Waller and kept alive. Waller over to Fry. That drops in. For Bridget Fry, a freshman from Mosney, she has become a revelation for this Indian squad. She's second on the team in kills coming into tonight.
Yeah, she was able to hit that into the block, but our coverage was way far back.
21-13, Mosney. That serve received by Kaylee Scholes. Over to Chloe Buckwalter, and Scholes will try a backcourt back line kill. That's received by Wisner, sent over, and that will be a kill for Mosney. Once again, Bridget Fry striking again. 22-13, go ahead.
The defense was spread way out. Sammy was on the back line, and the middle was wide open.
Here comes the next serve from Wisner. That's off the front of the net. That stops the run. Now Tomahawk's going to have to go on a 4 or 5 point run here, try and get themselves to claw back into this mat, into this game. Emerson Lane comes in for Kaylee Scholes, and Miranda Schnowski will come in for Michaela Wisner. Now this is Tomahawk's opportunity here to try and steal a few more points from Mosinee.
We have to do it. We have to make a run right now.
Yep. And now here comes the next serve from Emerson Lang. Lang with a line drive serve. That's going to be received by Schnowski. Now sent back over Fry. That one off the top of the net and drops over. Boy, Mosinee's a very good team, but it seems like they're getting a lot of bounces here in this first game. Yeah, and Katie Den wants to talk it over.
They got a bounce off the net, and it went off one of our blockers. But, again, the coverage was way back.
Timeout Tomahawk will take a break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Terrified of the current housing market? Never fear. Woodland Lakes Realty of Tomahawk is here to help guide you through the process. With over 40 years of experience, Ed and Chris Roche have the expert advice. Whether looking to buy or considering selling, give Woodland Lakes Realty a call at 224-3800 or visit their website at woodlandlakesrealty.com. Don't make buying a home more stressful than needed. Call Woodland Lakes Realty today.
Hey, and welcome back, everyone, to Hatchet Playoff Volleyball in Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook, Keith Hansey here with you from Mosinee High School. And right now the Hatchets, they have their backs against the wall here in game one of this best of five in the regional semifinal, trailing Mosinee 23-14. And the big thing to point out also, Mosinee has had their share of points, but they also have gotten a few lucky bounces here so far in this first game.
Much like when we played Rhinelander on Tuesday, we had a lot of them roll off the net.
Yeah.
And the Mosinee's getting those tonight.
Yep. Taylan Jershley in for the first time for Mosinee. She will serve. That's received by Emerson Lang to Buckwalter. Sets it up for Hawkins. That's a block attempt. It'll be kept alive. Sent back over. I think that was a bit of an overpass. Able to be kept alive. Sent back over by Kaihos to Buckwalter now from Albert. Over to Benischewski. That goes off the front of the net.
Yeah, the sets are really high. I'd like to see those sets get a little bit lower.
Yeah.
That forces a little quicker game. I think when they're that high, sometimes the hitter has too much time to think about it.
Game point here for Mosini. Here comes a serve from Gershley. That's dug out by Sammy Gaybauer. Buckwalter to Beniszewski. Too strong of a kill, and Mosini takes game one, 25-14. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with game two right after this. You're listening to Hatchet Playoff Volleyball on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ.
The School District of Tomahawk is happy to be a sponsor of this Hatchet broadcast on WJJQ. The administration, teachers, and support staff are excited to work with all our students from pre-K to the senior class. It will be a wonderful year of growth as the staff are looking forward to building relationships with students and parents. For the latest news and events in the Tomahawk District, be listening to WJJQ and log on to the district website at tomahawk.k12.wi.us and follow the district on Facebook also. And go Hatchets from the School District of Tomahawk. Riley Family Dental of Tomahawk wishes all the Hatchet sports teams the best of luck this season. Doctors Mike Dewey and their staff are proud to support Hatchet athletics. Riley Family Dental reminds their patients that good oral hygiene practices can help prevent tooth decay and other dental health problems. Riley Family Dental, 1018 East Kings Road, Tomahawk, 453-7071 for all your dental needs. And visit their website at RileyFamilyDental.com. Wishing the Hatchets the best of luck in this sporting event.
At Rylander Toyota, we take tremendous pride in creating the ultimate customer experience. And there's no one better to tell us how we're doing than you, our guest. This is what Mark had to say. I worked with Debbie for the purchase of our new vehicle. Wonderful experience. Highly recommend Rylander Toyota. Everyone we spoke to was so kind. Debbie took the time to explain everything about our vehicle and answered all the questions we had. We will definitely go back for our next vehicle. Come experience the Rylander Toyota difference.
And welcome back, everyone, to Hatchet Playoff Volleyball in Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook, Keith Hansen here with you for Mosini. Indians taking the game one from the Hatchets, 25-14, and Mosini showed why they are the best team in the Great Northern Conference in that first game, Keith.
Yeah, they did. Their serving was very good. A lot of hard hits.
Yep.
So we're going to have to get blockers up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think our coverage on blocking and defense needs to come in a little bit. They're all far back. And that naturally happens when you have a hard team. Girls want to be back as far as you can, but it's opening up that middle. And they're able to drop balls in that middle, and we're not coming up to cover tips and cover when we do get a hand on the ball on a block. They got to be right there to get it.
I'd like to see a run from Tomahawk here to begin game two.
Yeah.
I would like definitely to see a bit of a 6 or 7 point run here. See if they can get Mosini out of rhythm.
And one thing I would
even
also...
Even a 4 or 5 pointer would work. Go ahead.
Yes, definitely get a run. Get some confidence. Get that momentum. Volleyball's a huge momentum game.
Mm-hmm.
Get that. But also, I'd like to see Chloe setting a little bit lower. And she's setting really, really high balls. That gives Mosini a time to get their blockers there.
Yeah.
Everything is kind of projected. It's easy to read. Bring that set down. Make Tomahawk's game a little bit quicker.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to catch them off guard. But keep hitting that ball deep corners.
Mosini will serve to begin game two. And this is exactly what you want also if you're the Indians. It's going to be Amber Gonzalez serving to begin game two.
Yes.
For Mosini. Again, the team switch sides. Mosini will go from left to right. Tomahawk from right to left. Just a quick reminder also, after tonight, Hatchet football will be over in Southern Door for their first-round playoff game coming up. Matt Turkowitz will join me in the broadcast booth. Fairman Orthodontics pregame show at 6:35, kickoff at 7 o'clock from Brussels, Wisconsin. I've only been to Door County once in my life. I went last year with my wife on our anniversary.
It's a little drive from Tomahawk.
You think? A little. Amber Gonzalez will serve for the Indians. Tomahawk going with Jankowicz, Albert, Buckwalter, Sammy and Sarah Gaybauer, and Emerson Lang to begin game two. Looks like we're about ready to get things going, and here comes the first serve of game two from Amber Gonzalez, and that's going to be out.
So that's what Tomahawk needed.
And again, the thing with Gonzalez also, again, she's got a hard, aggressive serve, but they are very strong.
They are.
And just like that, Kaylee Scholes will come in. She'll replace Sarah Gaybauer. And Claire Albert will now serve for the Hatchets.
Like to see Claire go on a run right here.
Yep, here we go. Here comes the first serve of game two from Tomahawk. That's going to be received by Weisner. Sent back over to Spink. Weisner will try from the 10-foot line. That goes off of Scholes and out of play.
Yeah, she hit that beautiful ball from outside the 10-foot line.
Yep. Maggie Waller will now come in.
I did like Claire's serve. It was deep and it was hard.
Yep.
And it got him out of system, but she was able to get a great hit out of that.
And now Mosney's libero, Daisy Spink, will now serve. If you want to talk about digging, well, libero Spink's done a great job. And there's an ace for Mosney's. Daisy Spink with the ace, making it 2-1. Spink with 368 digs on this season. Now, it doesn't seem like a lot, but when you factor in the fact that Mosney's won every great Northern Conference game this season,
yes,
it definitely says a lot.
Yeah, they had a lot of sweeps, so it's not a lot of sets to get those digs in.
Here comes the next serve from Spink, received by Kaylee Scholes this time, over to Chloe Buckwalter. Sets it up. Emerson Lang tries to kill, dug out by Spink, kept alive over to Wicklin. Set up for Weisner, kept alive by Buckwalter. Over to Sammy Gaybauer. That'll have to be sent back over by Kaylee Scholes. Now to Spink. Spink setting it up for Weisner. I believe that's out. No, they're going to say in. They're going to say in there. It was a call by the line judge on the far side. It's 3-1.
Yeah, that it was very close. Again,
we're
up at a hard angle.
Yeah, we're up in the crow's nest here in Mosinee. Here comes the next serve from Spink, received by Sammy Gaybauer to Chloe Buckwalter. Jankowicz tries to kill attempt, received by Wicklin to Spink, sets it up. Weisner tries to kill. Hatchett's able to keep it alive. Scholes. Lang tries to kill. Runt goes right to Hannah Nakuto. Just check back in. Weisner tries another kill, received by Claire Albert to Chloe Buckwalter. Kaylee Scholes tries a kill. That one goes right to Gonzalez. Over to Wicklin. Wicklin to Weisner. Again, received by Claire Albert to Buckwalter. Sets it up. Kaylee Scholes gets a cross-court kill.
Very nice swing by Kaylee. That was a good rally. Tom
yes, it was
moving. Mosney was moving. There was a lot of tough balls, a lot of good digs. And that's what I want to see from Tomahawk.
One thing I'm looking for also, Mosley is going to Michaela Weisner a lot in this game. Here comes the first serve for Tomahawk from Macy Jankowicz. That's going to be received by Gonzalez, kept alive. And that one is going to be a kill for Weisner. Wow. That one dropped right in between Sienna Calkins and the net.
Yeah. The block was there. I'd like to see him press over the net. They were vertical with the net, and it leaves room for that ball to go straight down on our side.
And now Mosney will send Lisa Moorer to the serve line. Moorer's line drive serve is going to be received by Sammy Gaybauer to Buckwalter for Sienna Calkins. That one drops in.
So Sienna did the same thing that they just did to us. The block was off a little bit. She pounded the ball in low, and it went straight down.
Again, Tomahawk currently trading points with Mosney. That's okay to begin, but you can't do that against this team long-term. Lang serve received by Daisy Spink. Over to Wicklin, sets it up. Waller, that is going to go off the front of the net. That's a block for Calkins.
Yes, Sienna had a great block. She was pressing over the net that time and went straight back down.
That probably bounced off of two Indians, that block. That goes to show you how strong that block was. Here comes the next serve from Emerson Lang. Another line drive serve, this time received by Moore. And that one's sent back over by Wicklin. Good job to keep it alive. Buckwalter over to Kaylee Scholes off the net and kept alive by Wicklin. Over to Moore. Moore to Weisner. That one goes off of Calkins. Albert receives it. Buckwalter. Calkins tries the soft kill. Spink tries to send it back over. Weisner able to. Calkins. Buckwalter. Kaylee Scholes tries a kill. Weisner keeps it alive. To Wicklin. Sends it back over to Emerson Lang. Lang. Buckwalter tries a punch kill, received by Amber Gonzalez. Over to Weisner. Weisner's kill. No.
Yep.
Point for Tomahawk. They take a 5-4 lead here in game two.
That set was about 6 feet out of bounds and just not enough angle for her to get it in, so it hit the antenna.
Tomahawk putting together a couple of good rallies here to begin game two. Here comes the next serve, this time from Emerson Lang. Lang's received by Spink, Wicklin, Weisner. That one received by Sammy Gaybauer. Claire Albert keeps it in play, and Kaylee Scholes will send it right back over the net. Amber Gonzalez over to Wicklin. To Weisner again. Blocked from Calkins! And Mosney able to keep it in play. Wow. Great job by them to keep it alive. Buckwalter. Calkins tries a soft kill, received by Wicklin. Over to Spink. Spink back. Wicklin tries a kill off the front of the net. Oh, boy. Four straight points from Tomahawk makes it 6-4 here in game two.
That's what you like to see.
Yep.
The blocking's been very good. Now we just got to keep these serves hard.
Next serve coming from Emerson Lang. Lang serve. Another line drive serve received by Spink. It's an overpass. Calkins tries to drop it in, and Scholes sends it back over the net, but out of play. That was an overpass that wasn't sure was which way it was going to go.
Yeah, it was kind of a joust, we call it. So they both went up for it. Mosley was able to push it over, and Kaylee tried to get it back in, but it just went out.
Bridget Fry comes in for Mosley, and now Wisner will serve for the Indians. As received by Emerson Lang, it's an overpass that will drop right in by Bridget Fry.
Ooh, I thought it was a little early on that. The ball didn't cross the plane, but,
try to be objective here.
That's up to the officials.
Yep. Try to be objective here.
Yep.
Here comes the next serve from Wisner. We're tied at six here in game two. Received by Claire Albert to Chloe Buckwalter. Sets it up. Albert will just send it right back over. Received by Wisner to Wickland. Waller tries a kill. Received by Sammy Gabauer. They keep it alive. Buckwalter. Emerson Lang from the 10-foot line. Dug out by Wisner. Kept alive. Wickland to Fry. Tries a kill. Received by Sammy Gabauer. Buckwalter to Calkins. Tries to drop it in. That went off the top of the net and out of play.
Yeah, she tried to tip it into the no man's land, and they were able to adjust their block and push it back over to our side.
So now it's 7-6 Mosinee. They've scored three straight here, game two. You can't let this run get too long, though, if you're Tomahawk. Next serve coming from Wisner. This time it's a looping serve received by Albert to Buckwalter. Going to send it up for Kaylee Schultz. That's received by Wisner. Over to Wickland. To Bridget Fry. Block attempt kept alive, but out of play. Four straight now for Mosinee. Makes it 8-6. Back and forth we go here in the second game.
Yeah, we got to get it back. That's where I want to see that coverage a little tighter. Kaylee was about 10 feet back, and I'd like to see her about 3 feet, and that'd be an easy pass.
8-6, Mosinee leads, and a looping serve again, received by Calkins, but on a play, that's an ace.
So they keep going to zone four. They're picking on the short serves. So Tomahawk's got to adjust for that.
Yeah. Matt Mosinee, student section, starting to give Tomahawk a little bit of grief here. Five straight from the Indians. That serve received by Lang. Over to Chloe Buckwalter. Kaylee Schultz tries to kill off the front of the net. 10-6, Mosinee. They've now scored six straight. And now Katie Dunn wants to talk it over. They're going to get a timeout here. We'll take one as well. We'll be back with more after this from McDonald's.
McDonald's of Tomahawk and Merrill. Support our local athletes and wish them the best of luck. Before or after the game, McDonald's will satisfy that hunger. Try McDonald's featured meals. 10-piece McNugget, the iconic Big Mac, the quarter pounder with cheese, all come with fries and a drink. Get the McDonald's app and find many other special offers while using the app. Looking for a part-time job? Apply in person at the Tomahawk McDonald's right along North 4th Street.
And welcome back, everyone, to Hatchet Volleyball in Northwoods 92.5. WJJQ, Alex Cook, Keith Hansey here with you for Mosinee. The Indians with a 10-6 lead over Hatchet here in game two and lead 1-0 in this best of five. Mosinee currently on a 6-0 run here, Keith.
Yeah, we got to break it. Hopefully we can get a missed serve or a really good pass, set something up, and get a kill.
Michaela Wisner will serve again for the Indians. Again, Wisner with some soft looping serves, but they are dropping right over the net in no man's land.
They're definitely going short, zone two, three, or four.
Here comes the serve from Wisner. This one's a long serve. That's going to be received by Sammy Gabauer to Chloe Buckwalter. And Calkins will have to send it back over the net. Not sure where that one was going to go. Wickland tries to set it up for Waller. That one off the front, off the top of the net.
Yep.
Point for Tomahawk makes it 10-7.
Mosinee was running a slide on that one, and the ball was just set a little bit too low. She hit it in the net.
And again, Wisner will come out. Miranda Schnowski will come back in for Mosinee. And for the Hatchets, it'll be Sarah Gabauer back in. She will replace Kaylee Schultz. Now here comes the next serve from Sarah Gabauer. 10-7, Mosinee leads here in game two of this best of five. Serve from Sarah Gabauer, received by Moore. Sent back over. Emerson Lang sends it back over. Boy, hard setting all the way around. Fry tries to drop it in and is able to. Lang keeps it alive. Albert tries a kill. That's received by Schnowski. And they're going to say a double hit on Mosinee.
Yep. Very good hustle on Tomahawk's part. They were quick balls. They were flying around and diving and getting that ball, keeping it in play.
Here comes the next serve from Sarah Gabauer. Gabauer with a line drive serve received by Moore. Moore over to Wickland. Tries to set it up for Fry. Block of 10 drops in for Sienna Calkins.
Another great block by Sienna.
Three straight for Tomahawk. This is what you want. You're okay with trading runs as long as the last one you have is yours.
Yep. Like to see him get this run, get the lead.
Let's see what happens here. Sarah Gabauer, that's received by Moore. Wickland tries to drop it in, and Sammy Gabauer couldn't put it back in play. That was a well-placed soft kill by Tristan Wicklund.
Yeah, that was a setter dump. The pass was a little too far for her, so she hit it. She took her left hand and just swiped it back, and Tomahawk wasn't quite ready.
Taylen Jerschley will now serve for the Indians. She served the final 2 points for Mosinee in game one. Jerschley, very good athlete. Here comes her serve. That's going to be received by Emerson Lang. Bit of an overpass. Buckwalter tries to drop it in, and that is going to be a block for Wicklund, and it drops in. It's now 12-9.
Yeah, kind of the same situation. That was a pass too close to the net, and not much Chloe could do with it.
Next serve now coming from Jerschley. Jerschley with a line drive serve right to Sammy Gebauer. Buckwalter tries to set it up for Albert. That's a cross-court kill that drops in. Well-placed kill by Claire Albert.
Yeah. And a great set, and she was able to hit that thing cross court, and Mosley didn't even go after it. They just let it drop. They're thinking it was out.
Yep, Macy Jankowicz comes back in, as does Daisy Spink for Mosley. 12-10, Mosley leads here game two of this best of five. Here's Sammy Gebauer's first serve of game two. That's received by Spink. Over to Wicklund, trying to set up. Whoa, that is a strong kill attempt from Kai Host, but it's out of play.
Yeah, she tried to go to that back corner and just a little too much angle on it, and it went out. It was very hard to hit ball.
12-11, Tomahawk can tie it here. Next serve coming from Sammy Gebauer. Line drive serve received by Schnowski. Wicklund sets it up for Fry. Block attempt drops right in. 13-11.
Yeah, we had the block there, but again, they were vertical. I'd like to see him be pressing over that net.
Here comes the next serve from Tristan Wicklund for Mosinee. And the Indians will also bring back in Miranda Schnowski. Looks like the coach, Justin Jacobs, just talking with one of the line judges, making sure that everything's okay. And here comes the next serve from Wicklund. Looping serve that drops in front of the net.
She was going short, too.
Yes, she was.
Mosley's been serving short a lot tonight, mixing it up. Instead of going all deep, they're picking on the front row.
And here comes the next serve, this time from Chloe Buckwalter. Buckwalter serve received by Spink. Over to Wicklund, sets it up. That kill attempt, Sarah Gebauer, bad pass. Bad pass that goes out of play. It'll be Bridget Fry that'll get credit for the kill. And now Mosinee will be bringing back in their two best players, Amber Gonzalez and Michaela Wisner. They lead 14-12 here in game two. And Tomahawk is fighting very hard, but you can't trade points with Mosinee here.
No, we've got to break this and stay within 2 points.
Here comes the serve from Amber Gonzalez. Line drive serve received by Albert. That's an ace.
Yep. Very hard serve, flat. And Claire was spinning around when she hit that one.
That's the reason why Amber Gonzalez is one of the best servers in the GNC. Next serve coming from Gonzalez. Line drive serve off the front of the net. So another service error for the Indians makes it 15-13.
Yep, we got to take advantage of this. We got Claire serving. Claire can serve hard. And what I'd like to do is see her hit the seams. Don't serve right to a girl. Hit in between them.
Yep. Kaylee Scholes comes in for Tomahawk. Here comes the next serve from Claire Albert. And Albert's serve received by Wisner. Trying to be sent back over by Wicklund. She punches it back over the net. Albert to Buckwalter. Jankowicz tries to kill. That one dug out by Wicklund. Wisner dug out by Sammy Gebauer, trying to be sent back over, and that's a kill.
Yep.
Bella Kaihoskip will get credit for that, 16-13.
Yeah, very smart play on her part. She just redirected that ball over to a corner, and Tomahawk wasn't ready.
Here comes the next serve for Mosinee, this time coming from Daisy Spink. And again, if you're Tomahawk, you're going to want to break this run quickly. Next serve coming from Spink. That one goes off the front of the net. Where the serving has been suspect for Mosinee here in game two.
And this is where Tomahawk has to take advantage of it. You got to get some runs. Keep Mosinee a little frustrated. Have them hitting in the net. And that'll carry over into their play.
Here comes a serve for Tomahawk, this time from Macy Jankowicz. That's going to be dug out. Wicklund tries to send it back over. Lang gets a kill! What a kill by Emerson Lang!
That was a perfect set to Emerson from Mosinee.
Yep, there you go. 16-15 out. Tomahawk now with a chance to tie this up again. It seems like that we've said that three or four times already in the second game. Serve from Macy Jankowicz. Going to be dug out by Gonzalez. Kept alive. Wicklund, that's going to be a point for Tomahawk. We're tied at 16. Boy, the Hatchets are not going to quit. That's one thing you can say about them. They will not quit.
I like to see the fire.
Here comes the next serve from Jankiewicz. Line drive, looping serve that time. Received by Wicklund. Over to Wisner. That's what you needed if you're Mosini. When in doubt, go to your best player.
I like Macy's serves on that one, except that last one was directly right, perfect to the middle back.
Lisa Moore will now serve for Mosini. Indians lead 17-16 here. End game two of this best of five. They also lead the match one game to none. Moore's next serve received by Emerson Lang. Chloe Buckwalter keeps it alive, and Claire Albert will just send it right back over the net to Moore. Wicklund sets it up. Wisner again.
Yeah. And that's what I was talking about in that pregame. If we get a free ball like that, send it deep. We sent it right to the defense. They didn't even have to move. And it sets up a beautiful play for Mosini.
18-16. Mosini leads here in game two. Here comes the next serve from Moore. Moore serve received by Albert to Buckwalter. Sets it up. Kaylee Scholes. That's off the front of the net. 19-16. Mosini's now scored three straight.
Yeah, we have to stop him right here.
Got to break this run here if you're Tomahawk.
Stay within two.
Sooner rather than later. Here comes the next serve from Moore. Received by Lang, but that's sent right over. Buckwalter couldn't keep it alive. That'll be another kill for Wisner. Mosini now with four straight. Morrow with the next serve coming. Mosini now on a 4-0 run. Line drive serve received by Emerson Lang that time. To Buckwalter. Sets it up. Lang tries a kill off the front of the net again.
Timeout
called by Tomahawk. They're going to want to talk it over. We'll take one as well. We'll be back with more after this.
Local Lodge 1713 Tomahawk Mill Maintenance Union would like to welcome our listening audience to the radio coverage of our fine group of Hatchet student athletes and are proud to support our young people, their dedicated coaches, and all the great fans. Striving to improve yourself and your team is what being a part of a union is all about. So good luck, Hatchets, from the IAMAW Local Lodge 1713, and proud to be a Hatchet VIP sports sponsor here on WJJQ and all of our podcasts.
And welcome back, everyone, to Hatchet Playoff Volleyball in Northwoods 92.5. WJJQ, Alex Cook, Keith Hansey here with you from Mosini High School. Indians currently leading the Hatchets in game two of this best of five, 21-16. Winner of this match will go on to play either second-seeded O'Connell Falls or seventh-seeded Lakeland Saturday night. Tomahawk's been fighting nip and tuck with Mosini here in the second game, and now the Indians are on a 5-0 run and a chance to go up 2-0.
Yeah, and I think the biggest thing, it's been a tight game. Tomahawk's playing tough. Just like to see that serve receive get a little better.
Yep.
Get it to the setter.
So now Lisa Moore will serve for the Indians. See if Tomahawk can stop this run. Moore serve received by Emerson Lang to Buckwalter. That one couldn't be sent back over by Calkins. I think Buckwalter, she was caught in the air about what she wanted to do with that.
Yeah, she wasn't sure if she wanted to bump set that or set underneath, and she kind of punched it with her hand. And
yep.
Hard to get the third hit off of that.
Here comes the next serve from Moore. Line drive serve right to Sammy Gebauer. Kaylee Scholes keeps it in play, and Buckwalter will send it right back over to Amber Gonzalez. To Wicklund. Waller tries to kill off the top of the net. Good job by Lang to keep it alive. Buckwalter, Lang from the 10-foot line. That one is going to be right to Moore and dropped right in. Are they going to say point?
No.
They're going to say point for Mosini.
Yeah, when Kaylee swung, her hand hit the net. It was an overpass that she could have killed. And kind of missed the ball, and her arm came down and hit the top of the net.
Seven straight scored by Mosini. They now lead 23-16 here in game two of this best of five. Tomahawk needs to stop this run now. Moore's line drive serve received by Sammy Gebauer to Claire Albert. Kaylee Scholes will try a soft kill. Mosini able to send it back over. Calkins tries the kill received by Wicklund. Back to Wicklund it goes. No, Wisner, excuse me, and another kill.
Yep.
Game point now for Mosini. They've scored eight straight.
Yeah, Wisner saw the opening on the court there and just tapped the ball right to it.
Game point now for the Indians. And have a chance to go up two games to none here in this best of five. Moore's line drive serve received by Emerson Lang to Chloe Buckwalter. Lang will just send it right back over. That goes right to Moore, to Wicklund. Waller, that's off the front of the net.
Yeah, that set was off a little bit, and the middle was kind of back, so when she tried to swing, it went right in the net.
24-17, Mosini still game point for the Indians. Now let's see if Emerson Lang can keep this going. Next serve coming from Lang. It's a looping serve received by Daisy Spink. Over to Wicklund. Wisner tries a hard kill received by Sammy Gebauer, but it goes out of play. Mosini takes game two. They take it 25-17. We'll be back with Game 3 right after this here on WJJQ.
You changed thousands of diapers, cut off hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose. Because you do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Kevin Ehrman will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you'd do anything for, life insurance can mean everything. Call State Farm agent Kevin Ehrman at 715-453-2085 in Tomahawk today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Dr. Whitney Rybar, physical therapist at Health in Motion. I've had the pleasure of treating patients in our Tomahawk location, including many student athletes. My own passion for physical therapy started after I had an athletic injury back in high school, and now I have the opportunity to help our athletes return to their sports after injuries. We have many tools at our disposal to help patients achieve their goals, one being the newbie. We've been utilizing this cutting-edge technology and have seen amazing results both in pain management and performance enhancement. We are the only company in the state of Wisconsin to offer this device. We are proud to be VIP Hatchet Sports sponsors and support student athletes and all members of the Tomahawk community. If you are experiencing pain or movement issues, please give us a call. Go Hatchets!
For your complimentary 15-minute consultation, call 453-6650.
So come on!
Generations Funeral Home and Crematory of Tomahawk would like to salute our Hatchet student-athletes, proudly representing our community. At Generations, they offer Tomahawk and our surrounding communities professional, dignified, and affordable services. Kevin, Carrie, and Jim are proud alum of THS and wish the Hatchets good luck all season long. From Generations Funeral Home and Crematory, 1400 North 4th Street, Tomahawk. Phone 224-3182 and online generationsfuneral.com.
And welcome back, everyone, to Game 3 of this best of five. Tomahawk Hatchet Volleyball in Northwoods, 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook, Keith Hansey here with you from Ozanie. Indians taking the first two games. They pushed Tomahawk to the brink. Now it's time for the Hatchets to steal a couple of games.
Yeah, they played really tight up till 16, 17 points.
Yep.
I like to see them play that way, finish. We got everything there.
Yeah.
We just got to tighten up a little bit. Few less mistakes, get some better passing, and just be ready.
So Tomahawk will serve to begin Game 3. Again, Mosinee took Game 2 25-17. They took Game 3 25-14. Again, the winner of this match will play either second-seeded Oconto Falls or seventh-seeded Lakeland Saturday night in the WIAA Division 2 Regional Final. So again, Tomahawk will serve to begin Game 3. And the Hatchets have had a couple of five-set matches this season. They had a five-set victory over Lakeland back in September. They also had a five-set win over Anago in the Great Northern Conference Tournament. They also had a loss against Wittenberg-Burnhamwood. That was their final non-conference game of the regular season. So Chloe Buckwalter will serve to begin Game 3. Let's see if the Hatchets can muster a bit of a comeback here. Here's the serve. That's going to be received by Spink. Spink over to Wicklund. Wisner couldn't get the kill. Yes, she does. That pass was sent out of play by Macy Jankowicz, and Mosinee gets the first point of Game 3.
Yeah, that's Wisner's 11th kill of the game. And we had the blockers there, and Macy tried to dig that ball back up, but just hit a little too hard.
Daisy Spink will now serve for the Indians. Line drive serve received by Sarah Gebauer to Buckwalter. Sets it up. Jankowicz block attempt. Jankowicz able to keep it alive. Albert will just loop it back over the net to Gonzalez. To Wicklund. Waller's kill off the front of the net.
Yeah, Macy was in the perfect spot there. Even if that ball was higher, she was going to block that.
Tied at one here now in Game 3 of this best of five here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook, Keith Hansey here with you from Mosinee. Here comes a serve from Claire Albert. Albert leading the team in aces coming into tonight. And her serve is going to be received by Gonzalez. It's a high pass that'll bounce right into Wicklund. That one is received by Waller. She keeps it alive. Buckwalter over to Kaylee Scholl. She tries to kill. Received by Gonzalez. Waller tries a soft kill and it drops in.
Yeah, that was a overpass. I'd like to see Tomahawk up at that net. to block that ball because nobody was there, and she was able to drop it in.
And now Lisa Mora will serve for the Indians. Mora was the server during Mosany's long run to close out game two. It was a 9-1 run by the Indians. And now here comes a serve from Moore. It's a line drive serve received by Sammy Gaybauer. Buckwalter tries the soft kill. Mosany able to keep it alive. Wisner's kill attempt off the front of the net that time.
Yep. She was swinging at the ball, but wasn't able to get an approach, so it was behind her.
Sammy Gaybauer out. Macy Jankowicz will serve. Sienna Calkins back in for the Hatchets. Next serve coming from Jankowicz. That's going to be received by Moore. Moore over to Wicklund. Tries to set it up. Here's Wisner again. That time, Jankowicz able to keep it alive. To Buckwalter. Kaylee Schultz from the 10-foot line. I think that was out. Was that deflected? Yeah. No, it was not.
No, it was just out.
Jankowicz comes out. Sammy Gaybauer comes back in. And now here is Michaela Wisner. Wisner's next serve. Mosany up 3-2 here in game three. Wisner serve going to be received by Sammy Gaybauer. Buckwalter sets it up for Calkins. That one sent back over by Wisner. It's Gaybauer. Buckwalter. This time for Emerson Lang. That goes off the top of the net and drops in.
Emerson was going cross court on that one. Hit the net, and we got a good roll off the net on that.
Yeah, there you go. It's exactly what you want. Tied at three. Bridget Fry comes back in for Mosany. Again, Fry second on the team in kills so far this year. Here comes a serve from Lang. Looping serve received by Schnowski. Wicklund tries to drop it back over, received by Sammy Gaybauer. Buckwalter sets it up. Calkins tries a soft kill and it works. Drops in here on the near side.
Sienna seen an opening, and her body, everything would look like she was going to hit it right, and she tapped it back to the left, and it worked out perfect.
4-3 now. Tomahawk leads Mosany in game three of this best of five. They need to win game three to keep their season alive. Wicklund tries a kill. It goes off of Emerson Lang and out of play. That was a bit of an awkward pass attempt there from Emerson.
Yes. I don't think she was expecting that one to come back to that side, but very athletic play.
Now here comes Maggie Waller serving for the Indians, received by Albert, but it's an overpass, and Emerson Lang able to keep it alive. Chloe Buckwalter, Albert from the back off the front of the net.
Yeah, the ball just came off her hand wrong. It looked like she hit it down by her wrist.
Mosany now leading 5-4 here in game three. Mosany leading this best of five, 2-0. Tomahawk needs to win game three to keep their season alive. Here comes a serve. That's going to be received by Albert. To Buckwalter, sets it up for Calkins. Sienna Calkins getting a little bit of momentum here in game three.
Yeah, and that all started with a perfect pass from Claire. Chloe hardly had to move maybe one step, and then that's what happens when you get that good pass.
Kaylee Schultz comes out. Sarah Gaybauer now comes in for the Hatchets. Here comes the next serve from Sarah Gaybauer. It's a looping serve received by Daisy Spink. Spink to Wicklund. That kill. Ellen drops in. That's a block attempt.
Sienna had a perfect block on that one. There's no way they could return that. Great spot. She read the ball very well.
Tomahawk now leading 6-5 here in game three. Next serve coming from Sarah Gaybauer. Another looping serve, but it's received by Spink to Wicklund. Sets it up for Fry. Long kill attempt received by Sarah Gaybauer. Buckwalter tries to punch it back over the net. Sent back over. Calkins will try to drop it in, but it's received by Moore. Drop back over Fry. Oh, good job to keep it alive. That was Kaihos, excuse me. Albert tries a kill attempt. Boy, back and forth this ball goes. Fry tries a kill attempt off of Calkins, and that one was a miscommunication between the Gaybauers.
Yep. Yeah, I could see them. They were both calling for it.
Yep.
And sometimes when you're staring at that ball, you're calling it, and the girl's calling it. You don't really hear it, and that's what happens.
Hannah Nakuda now comes in for Mosany, and now serving for the Indians is Tristan Wicklund, their setter. Wicklund serve. It's a left-handed line drive serve, and that's going to be an ace. That was a very well-placed serve from Wicklund.
Oh, sorry. I'm doing stats, and I'm doing the wrong girl.
Don't you just love when that happens?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here comes Wicklund's next serve. Mosany reclaiming the lead 7-6. Buckwalter setting it up for Albert. That one's received by Schnowski. Mosany able to send it back over, but it'll be out of play. Malachi Host just had to try and drop it back over. Drops it too far on the far side.
All right, it's tied back up 7-7. Now you got to make a run.
7-7 here. Sammy Gaybauer will now serve for the Hatchets. And now here comes a serve. Gaybauer serve off the front of the net.
Sammy's toss was a little bit low. And then you end up almost punching the ball, and it just goes straight into the net.
Wisner and Gonzalez both come back in, and here comes Amber Gonzalez, who leads Mosinee in serves this year. With the Indians up by one here in game three of this best of five. Gonzalez's line drive serve received by Sammy Gabauer, but it's an errant pass. That'll be an ace.
That's her third ace of the match.
That shows why Gonzalez is one of the best servers in this conference. Here comes the next serve from Gonzalez. Gonzalez with the line drive serve. Sarah Gabauer couldn't get that pass off, and that's an ace.
Yeah, both of them are, they're moving their arms. I'd like to see them just get set and let the ball bounce off.
Next serve coming from Gonzalez. This time Sarah Gabauer with a good pass to Buckwalter. Jankiewicz kill. That one went off the top of the net. Did that hit an Indian? Looks,
yes,
according to the official, it did. Albert's kill attempt off the front of the net.
So on that one, they are setting a little bit lower, but we're hitting them right into the net.
Timeout called by Katie Denbold, Cake One as well. We'll be back with more after this from
Hilgi's. Hilgi's LP Gas has been putting their customers and Hatchet fans first for over 65 years. Hilgi's offers professional installation, sales, and service, including a complete selection of Carrier furnaces dedicated to improving your quality of life by creating a comfortable and healthy living environment. Hilgi's reminds you to be prepared for power outages with your own generator from Hilgi's and, of course, dependable LP Gas delivery service. Hilgi's LP Gas on South Tomahawk Avenue in Tomahawk. Call 453-3505 or see one of Hilgi's other convenient Northwoods locations.
And welcome back, everyone, to Hatchet Volleyball in Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook, Keith Hansey here with you. 11-7, Mosinee leading here in game three of this best of five. And Mosinee will make another substitution. Jaden Reed will now come in for the Indians to replace Hannah Nakuda. And it'll be Amber Gonzalez serving again for the Indians. She's had four aces in this match tonight. Here comes the next serve from Gonzalez. That's received by Sarah Gabauer to Chloe Buckwalter. Emerson Lang will have to send it back over the net. She does, but that's going to drop out of play.
She had a good idea going to that back corner, but it was just a little bit too far out.
12-7 now. Mosinee leading. They've scored five straight here in game three. Here comes a serve from Gonzalez. That goes right to Sammy Gabauer. Buckwalter sets it up. Jankiewicz tries to kill. Gonzalez able to keep it alive. Spink keeps it in play, and that's sent back over by Wisner. Sammy Gabauer. Buckwalter sets it up for Jankiewicz.
Great set. Again, I'm trying to do stats and talk at the same time.
Yes.
I'm not multitasking.
Not multitasking, huh?
A great pass set up a great hit.
So now here comes the serve for Tomahawk, this time from Chloe Buckwalter. Looping serve to Gonzalez. Over to Wicklund. That one from Gonzalez received by Buckwalter. Over to Sammy Gabauer. Albert tries a kill. Received by Gonzalez. Gonzalez over to Wicklund. Wicklund over to Wisner for the kill. For Michaela Wisner is showing why she is a very good hitter for this Mosinee squad.
That was her 12th kill of the match so far.
Mosinee now past the halfway point and moving on to the next round. Daisy Spink will serve for the Indians. And here comes Spink's serve. It's going to be received by Sarah Gabauer. Buckwalter sets it up. Jankiewicz tries the push kill. Amber Gonzalez keeps it alive. Over to Wicklund. Wisner tries again. Another well-placed kill from Wisner. Kill number 13.
Yeah, she saw that back right. As Chloe's back there in defense, as soon as that ball started coming, she ran up. I'd like to see her just stay for a little bit, make sure that ball's not coming to her spot.
Mosinee now on a 7-1 run. Here's Spink's serve, received by Sammy Gabauer. Buckwalter sets it up. Albert tries a kill. Spink keeps it alive over to Wicklund. Wisner again, kept alive by Sarah Gabauer. Buckwalter, Albert will send it back over from the 10-foot line. Spink keeps it alive over to Wicklund. Wisner tries again. Wow. What a well-placed kill from Wisner. Yeah. It was a cross-court kill. That's number 14.
Yeah, Claire thought that one was going out, so she didn't go after it, but it dropped in.
8-1 run for the Indians here in game three. Next serve coming from Spink, received by Sarah Gabauer. Buckwalter will try a push kill, and that is going to be a point for the Indians. It looked like it was a lift. Yes, it was.
Yeah.
9-1 run.
She went across her body. Anytime you're trying to two-hand a ball across your body, you're going to get a double or a lift.
16-8 now, Mosny leading. Spinks next serve, received by Sarah Gebauer. To Buckwalter, sets it up. Jankowicz tries a kill. That one is dug out by Reed. Wisner keeps it alive. Waller tries a kill. That is out. So that stops the bleeding temporarily if you're a Tomahawk. Now you got to go on a 5 or 6 point run here.
Absolutely. And with Claire serving, we can do that.
Yep. Kaylee Scholes will now come back in.
Hit those seams.
So Claire Albert will serve again for the Hatchets. See if Tomahawk can get a bit of a run going here. Here comes the next serve from Albert. Line drive serve off the top of the net, but it goes right to Wisner. To Wiglund. Back to Wisner again. Albert keeps it alive. Miscommunication again. That's going to go as another kill for Wisner, number 15.
Yeah, and that ball was playable, but again, we had two girls going for it, which I'd rather see two girls going for it than nobody going for it at all.
You'll like this reference. Wisner is reminding me a lot of Megan Scholes and her dominant performance that she had last season against this Indian squad. Lisa Moore now serving that pass. That serve is out. A little bit too long, and it's now 17-10. Again, got to go on a bit of a run. It'll be Macy Jankowicz now serving for the Hatchets. Jankowicz has served with Mosny leading 17-10. That's received by Daisy Spink. Over to Wicklund. Waller tries a soft kill. Lang keeps it alive.
Mosny in the
it's
net.
It's going to be point for Tomahawk. Mosny's in the net. So Hatchets will get the point. It's 17-11. Jankowicz will serve again from left to right. Here comes the next serve from Macy. A little bit of a looping serve received by Spink. Trying to be sent back over. Calkins able to keep it alive. And that's another kill that time from Maggie Waller.
Yeah, Sienna did a good job of digging that up. But unfortunately, it was a really high overpass and very easy pickings for her.
18-11 now, Mosny leading. And it's Michaela Wisner who's been the star of the night for the Indians with 14 kills. Wisner serve. Long serve received by Lang. Buckwalter. Calkins tries to kill. That drops in the fire pit.
It's Sienna's fifth kill. I like she's swinging hard. I want to see her keep swinging hard.
And now this is your chance. Wisner comes out, and Miranda Schnowski comes in for the Indians. And it's going to be Emerson Lang now serving for Tomahawk as they trail 18-12 here in Game 3. They need to win this game to keep their season alive. There's an ace for Emerson Lang. Lang gets an ace for the Hatchets. 18-13 now. Here comes Lang's next serve. That's another line drive serve received by Schnowski. Wicklund tries to drop it back over to Lang. Buckwalter sets it up. Kaylee Scholes tries a kill. Dug out by Schnowski. Over to Wicklund. Wicklund to Bridget Fry. Kept alive by Claire Albert. Good job to keep it alive. Spink, that kill attempt out of play. Too strong on the kill from Wicklund.
That was a very hard hit ball.
That was a very hard hit ball indeed.
No drop, and it was only out by maybe 6 inches, but very hard hit.
Well, this is now 3 straight for Tomahawk. Let's see if they can make it 4. Next serve coming from Lang. Line drive serve received by Bella Kaihos. Bridget Fry tries a kill attempt. That's out of play. 4 straight now.
I like the momentum Tomahawk's got. You got to keep it up.
And again, this is a gritty Tomahawk team. They will refuse to quit. Here comes an next serve from Lang. Lang, that one's going to be received by Schnowski. Wicklund tries to send it back over. Lang keeps it alive. That's going to be a point for Tomahawk. Mosany with a lift. 5 straight for the Hatchets. Makes it 18-16. Keep it going.
Yep, keep this going. Don't give up.
Next serve coming from Lang. 5 straight points for the Hatchets now. Lang's next serve received by Kaihos. Waller tries a kill. Block kept alive. Sent back over by Daisy Spink. Emerson Lang keeps it alive. Buckwalter sets it up. Hawkins tries a soft kill. Spink keeps it in play. Waller tries a kill attempt. Lang keeps it alive to Chloe Buckwalter. High pass over to Kaylee Scholes. Tries to drop it in. Kept alive by Moore. Spink. Bridget Fry tries a cross-court kill received by Sammy Gebauer to Chloe Buckwalter. Overpass. That goes off the net.
Yeah. A little confusion there. Sienna was going to go get that ball, and Chloe had to kind of run around her, and it threw off her angle.
Megan Waller will come out. Taylan Jershley will come in. Make sure I had to get that name right. And now Bella Kaihos will come back in for Mosany. 19-16 Indians lead. Tomahawk able to chip into this lead a little bit here, but now you got to get it right back. Next serve from Jershley's off the front of the net. Service error for the Indians. It's now 19-17. And now Mosini will be bringing back in Waller. And Spink will come in as well. Tomahawk will bring back in Sarah Gaybauer for Kaylee Scholes. Tomahawk needs to win game three to keep their season alive. Here comes a serve from Sarah Gaybauer. Line drive serve received by Schnowski. And that's an ace. Ace for Sarah Gaybauer makes it 19-18.
That's what we need. And that was a low, hard serve right in the seam. So she was sideways when she passed that, and it went way out of bounds.
It's now a one-point game. Next serve from Gaybauer.
Another ace.
More and on a play. Back-to-back aces for Sarah Gaybauer. Ties in at 19.
Same thing. She dropped that in the five, right? Right on that line, so that she didn't adjust. She just stuck her arms out, and it went right out the back.
8-1 run for the Hatchets. Now here comes an excerpt from Sarah Gaybauer. Tomahawk with a chance to take the lead. Gaybauer serve, line drive serve, received by Moore. That's out of play. That's three straight. We have the lead. Tomahawk has the lead, 20-19. Justin Jacobs wants to talk it over. Timeout. Mosini will take one as well. We'll be back with more right after this.
Packaging Corporation of America, Tomahawk Mill, would like to wish our Hatchet student-athletes and coaches the best of luck during this sports event and all season long. PCA is proud to serve customers' needs for containerboard products throughout the country, producing over 3.9 million tons of craft linerboard annually. And our PCA mill is Sustainable Forestry Initiative certified. Everyone at PCA Tomahawk salutes our student-athletes for your hard work and dedication to your sports.
And welcome back, everyone, to Hatchet Volleyball on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Tomahawk currently leading Mosini here in this best of, in game three, this best of five, 20-19. They need to win to keep their season alive. Sarah Gaybauer's serve received by Schnowski. Try to be dropped in by Wicklund. Sammy Gaybauer to Chloe Buckwalter. Sets it up for Calkins.
Sienna
Calkins with another kill.
Sienna hit a great angle. There's nobody back there.
A 10-2 run for Tomahawk. Can they keep it going? Sarah Gaybauer's next serve. Line drive serve received by Spink. Spink over to Wicklund. Bridget Fry will try kill. That one is received by Sarah Gaybauer. Buckwalter sets it up for Calkins again!
And that was set up. Sarah had a perfect pass.
Yes.
Chloe didn't even have to move. And that's what we got to do. Hard serves, perfect passes.
22-19, Tomahawk leads. What a run by the Hatchets. It's an 11-2 run. Next serve from Gaybauer. Line drive serve. Schnowski, Wicklund, sends it up. Fry, that one off the top of the net. 23-19. We have a 23-19.
Another timeout by Mosini.
Timeout, Mosini. We'll take one as well. We'll be back with more right after this.
Dr. Emily and Dr. Amanda at Bowman Chiropractic are happy to serve their Hatchet athletes, as well as everyone in the community. Bowman Chiropractic welcomes new patients and strives to provide the very best chiropractic health to the community. Call 453-2515 or stop into their North 4th Street business. Wishing everyone a memorable sports year from Dr. Emily, Dr. Amanda, and the team at Bowman Chiropractic.
And welcome back, everyone, to Hatchet Volleyball on Northwoods 92.5. WJJQ, Alex Cook, Keith Hansey here with you. Tomahawk keeping themselves alive here in Game 3. The Hatchets currently lead 23-19. They need to win Game 3 to keep their season alive. Sarah Gaybauer will now serve for the Hatchets. Tomahawk has currently gone on a 12-2 run here in Game 3. Mosini leading this best of 5-2-0. Next serve from Sarah Gaybauer, received by Moore. High pass to Wicklund. Sets it up. That's going to be received by Gaybauer. That is going to be a point for Mosini.
Oh, they said Sienna was in the net.
Looks like, okay, yes, Sienna was in the net. So it's now 23-20.
Yep.
And now Mosini will be bringing in Jaden Reed. She'll replace Lisa Moore. And now Mosini will send Tristan Wicklund to the service line.
Got to get this pass up right here.
Yes, here we go. Next serve coming from Wicklund. That one's going to be received by Sammy Gaybauer. Bad pass, and that's an ace. 23-21. You can cut the tension with a knife here in this game. Tomahawk needs this ball back. Here comes the next serve from Wicklund. Line drive serve received by Gabe Bauer. This time to Buckwalter. Calkins blocked. That one is dropped over. Wow. Bridget Fry gets the block. It's now 23-22. Tomahawk still with one timeout remaining. They can use it if they want.
We still got one timeout. I'd probably wait one more point.
I think you're right. Here comes the next serve from Wicklund. Line drive serve received by Sammy Gabauer. Buckwalter sets it up. Albert tries the cross-court kill received by Spink. Spink to Wicklund. Wicklund over to Fry. We're tied. Timeout call by Katie Denton. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Hello, Tomahawk. This is Master Electrician Ricky Mayer from Mayer Electric Incorporated. I am a second-generation electrical contractor. I would like to take this time to wish our student athletes, coaches, and managers good luck this season. As a former THS graduate, athlete, and coach, I know it takes hard work and attention to detail to be successful. We at Mirror Electric strive for that same hard work and attention to detail while working for you. So if you'd like a free estimate on some upcoming work you need done, give me a call at 453-2062. That's 453-2062. Go get them hatchets, and always remember, when you need electrical work done, to be picky and call Ricky.
Welcome back, everyone, to Hatchet Volleyball on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Perfect rejoiner music for this moment. Tomahawk with their season on the line. Next serve coming from Wicklund as we're tied at 23. Received by Lang. Buckwalter sets it up. Albert's kill. Received by Spink. They keep it alive. Wicklund over to Reed. That's off the top of the net. That's four. Yes, it is. Game point for the Hatchets, and it's going to come down to Sammy Gabauer. Macy Jankowicz comes in for Sienna Calkins. Game point for the Hatchets. If they get this point, we go to a game four. If not, we go to extras. Here we go. Next serve, Sammy Gabauer. Line drive serve received by Schnowski. Wicklund keeps it alive. That kill. Gabauer keeps it alive. Lang. Can Jankowicz send him back over? No.
Good try. Very
extra
good try.
Points. Extra points here in Mosinee for game three. And now Mosinee is going to be sending back in their top hitters, Amber Gonzalez and Michaela Weisner. It's going to be Gonzalez serving for the Indians, who's got four aces on the night. This is the perfect spot if you're Mosinee. Tomahawk, remember, you need to win by two in this case. Here we go. Gonzalez line drive serve. Sarah Gabauer, high pass. Buckwalter. That is going to be a left.
Yeah.
A lift on Chloe Buckwalter, a critical mistake, and now it's match point for Mosinee. Can Tomahawk keep it going? Here's the serve from Gonzalez. Line drive serve received by Sammy Gabauer. Buckwalter keeps it alive. Albert tries a kill. That one is kept alive. Weisner and Gonzalez will send it right back over to Sarah Gabauer. To Buckwalter, sends it up. Jankowicz tries a soft kill. Weisner keeps it alive. Wicklund back. Weisner. That one went
That's
out the top net. Is that in?
Is that in?
Yes, it is. Point Tomahawk. We're tied at 25. Again, I wasn't sure if that went off of the hatchet, but it looked like that it was in regardless where it was going to drop. And now here comes Chloe Buckwalter. Buckwalter's next serve received by Spink to Wicklund. Weisner gets the kill. Number 16 for Michaela Weisner. And it's again match point for Mosinee. Daisy Spink will serve for the Indians. Again, Tomahawk season on the line. Spink serve. It's a line drive serve received by Sarah Gabauer. Buckwalter sends it up. Jankowicz tries to kill it. Drops it over the top of the net. But the Indians keep it alive. Here comes Weisner with the kill.
Yeah, she hit the open spot.
A magnificent night from Mosinee's Michaela Weisner. 17 kills for the senior. And Mosinee is going on to the regional final. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with the Fairmont Orthodontics coaches post-game show right after this on WJJQ.
Custom Accounting Services would like to be a part of your team, whether a business or individual. Custom Accounting Services will provide the highest level of service for your tax preparation, bookkeeping, or payroll. Custom Accounting Services, providing professional service so you can relax and take the stress out of tax time or issues with the IRS. Stop by Custom Accounting Services, 208 West Mohawk Drive. Call 453-5248 for your appointment or if you have any questions. Custom Accounting Services, wishing all the Hatchet student-athletes the best of luck in this sporting event.
The team at Tomahawk Louisiana Pacific Mill hope that you're enjoying our radio broadcast of this exciting Hatchet sporting event. Team Tomahawk at LP is proud to support our Hatchet student-athletes and coaching staffs. Louisiana Pacific employees are dedicated to making the Tomahawk area a great place to live and raise their families. They're honored to give back to our community, our schools, churches, city projects, and organizations, large and small. Good luck, Hatchets, from everyone at Team Tomahawk, the Louisiana Pacific Tomahawk Mill.
Tomahawk Appliance at Home is proud to sponsor Hatchet sports and athletes. Tomahawk Appliance and Home, as well as Woodruff Appliance and TV, have been serving the Northwoods since 1929. They are your go-to shops with a great selection of appliances, electronics, furniture, and mattresses. Stop in to visit their knowledgeable staff and choose what fits your home, needs, budget, and style. Offering quality and affordability you can count on. Tomahawk Appliance and Home, a proud VIP Hatchet sponsor.
Fairman Orthodontics provides professional orthodontic services to families here in the Northwoods at Riley Family Dental in Tomahawk. This is Dr. Jen from Fairman Orthodontics. We offer the best in comprehensive orthodontic treatment in a relaxed, family-friendly setting with an unmatched level of care. My dad, Dr. Dennis, and myself believe that by offering child and adult braces, straighter teeth, enhanced smiles, and better dental health, we help to improve our patients' overall confidence. To achieve the smile you've always wanted, call 359-1910 or visit our website at fairmanorthodontics.com and schedule a complimentary new patient exam with Dr. Fairman or myself, Dr. Jen. For nearly 40 years, we've been providing exceptional orthodontic care and creating beautiful smiles for every age, from our family to yours. Enjoy this exciting Hatchet broadcast brought to you by Fairman Orthodontics.
The School District of Tomahawk is happy to be a sponsor of this Hatchet broadcast on WJJQ. The administration, teachers, and support staff are excited to work with all our students from pre-K to the senior class. It will be a wonderful year of growth as the staff are looking forward to building relationships with students and parents. For the latest news and events in the Tomahawk District, be listening to WJJQ and log on to the district website at tomahawk.k12.wi.us and follow the district on Facebook also. And go Hatchets from the School District of Tomahawk.
Hey there, Hatchets. Ready to show your Tomahawk team pride? It's time to team up with Park City Credit Union. Rock your school spirit with a Hatchets debit card. Plus, when you upgrade your debit card to a Hatchets card for just $10, Park City will donate $5 to Tomahawk High School. That's a win-win for you and your school. But wait, there's more. Park City offers a variety of rewards checking accounts to choose from. For those who love getting cash back on purchases, look no further than their PCCU cash back checking. Or if you're aiming for higher rates on your balance, enjoy earning an impressive 3% APY with their PCCU cash checking. With Park City, you'll get the rewards you deserve and a debit card that supports your school. Ready to make a move? Then open an account or upgrade your card to a Hatchets card by visiting your local Park City Tomahawk branch. Terms and conditions apply. See Credit Union for details. Federally insured by NCUA. Unleash your Hatchets pride today with Park City Credit Union.
Heritage Chevrolet of Tomahawk is proud to be a sponsor of the Tomahawk Hatchet Sports Broadcast on WJJQ. Our team at Heritage Chevrolet would like to salute the efforts of our Hatchet student athletes and dedicated coaches and managers for all they do for a winning effort. When you're in the market for a new or used vehicle, please keep Heritage Chevrolet in mind. Our sales staff will offer you the vehicle that best suits your needs at a competitive price. And our service team has your back with certified service. Check out our website at heritagechev.com or stop in at our showroom on North 4th Street in Tomahawk. And good luck, Hatchets!
And welcome, everyone, to the Fairman Orthodontics post-match show here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook, Keith Hansey here with you. Tomahawk season ends in Mosinee tonight. They lose 14-25, 17-25, 25-27. Keith, what was your takeaway from tonight's match?
Tonight, they battled. I mean, you know, the first game wasn't as close. Second game, they were not, you know, tied up back and forth up until about 17 and then kind of lost some steam. This one, they came. What was that rally?
It was a 12-2 run.
And it just showed the grit in this team. They didn't want to give up.
No.
And just a couple really strong hits at the end. But I thought the serving in that last game was excellent. Mm-hmm. You know, we were getting aces. They were serving hard. They were digging. They were going after balls. You never like to lose, but they played super hard that last game, and they can go out with their heads up.
And Tomahawk, with their season coming to an end, we say goodbye to quite a few seniors here. Katie Beneszewski, Kaylee Schultz, Emerson Lang, Samantha Gaybauer, Chloe Buckwalter, Sadie LaBelle, Ashley Beck, and Macy Jankowitz. Let's not also forget Kiana Vaco, also on the JV team. We'll see a few of these girls also during basketball season as well here on WJJQ. Tomahawk season ends in Mosinee tonight by a sweep, 14-25, 17-25, 25-27. We'll take another break. We'll be back with more right after this.
John Jay Schutte Construction of Tomahawk would like to wish the Tomahawk Hatchet sports teams the best of luck this season. They'd like to salute the athletes and coaches for their hard work and dedication to THS. If you have a building project in your future and need site prep work, or if you would like to add a pond, driveway, food plot, or boulder retaining wall to your property, then call John Jay Schutte Construction at 453-2015. That's 453-2015. Good luck, Hatchets, from John Jay Schutte Construction of Tomahawk.
This is Keith Hansey, broker associate with Northwoods Community Realty and proud to be a sponsor of Hatchet Sports on WJJQ. Northwoods Community Realty is a company founded on community-focused values and premier real estate services to buyers and sellers in the entire Northwoods area. Whether you're looking for land, lake homes, or city homes for sale, selling your property, or just want to know what your property is worth, give me a call at 966-1032. I have a deep knowledge of the area and understand our local real estate market. Give me a call. Keith Hansey for all your real estate needs and questions at 966-1032 with Northwoods Community Realty.
Evan, Amanda, and the staff at Tomahawk Builders Supply are proud to be one of our radio sponsors of Tomahawk Hatchet Sports on WJJQ. Tomahawk Builders Supply is your complete building center, from planning and design service to top quality building supplies for the do-it-yourselfer or contractor, including Anderson Windows, ThermaTrue Doors, Mannington Floor Covering, Dura Supreme Cabinets, and Benjamin Moore Paints and Stains. Tomahawk Builders Supply is open Monday through Saturday and located at 120 North Railway Street, just a block off Wisconsin Avenue in Tomahawk.
The Triggs Smokehouse truckload sale is going on now. Stock up and save today on Cabin Country sliced bacon from the smokehouse. 1 pound, only $3.99. Great for recipes. Triggs Smokehouse bacon ends in pieces, a whole pound for $4.99. Triggs Smokehouse top dogs are great on the grill. A 14-ounce package is just $4.99. And Triggs Smokehouse smoked sausage, fantastic. Cooked low and slow in a crock pot full of sauerkraut. Smoked sausage, just $5.49 a pound during the truckload sale in the smokehouse at your local Triggs store.
Coach's Show here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Tomahawk season coming to an end in Mosinee here tonight. The one thing with this team here, Keith, that we've experienced was grit. This team, even though they lost, they didn't show any quit at all in this match.
No, and it was very evident in that third game. When they were down substantially, they went on that 12-2 run. That just shows how tough they were. And they played them, you know, into extra points, 27-25.
Yep.
That's all you can ask for.
We'll go ahead and give you a little bit of a teaser. Obviously, our next Hatchet broadcast will be playoff football tomorrow night. Tomahawk is going to travel to Southern Door, Brussels Southern Door High School, for the WIAA Division 5 first-round playoff matchup. Fairman Orthodontics pregame show at 6:35, kickoff at 7. Matt Turkowitz will join me in the broadcast booth. We'll give you a bit of a teaser also for the winter as well, because we do have the very first winter broadcast. We do know when that's going to be. It'll be on Thursday, November 16th. It'll be the first game of the winter sports season for Tomahawk girls basketball. They are going to travel to Butternuts to take on the Midgets. That gets underway at 7:15. I'll be back to wrap things up right after this.
Joe and Sarah Ristow are excited to bring you 2-for-1.
Offering embroidery, sublimation, and ink transfer services, Simply Stitch can help you with all your apparel decorating needs. And don't forget, 10% of all Hatchet apparel sales are donated to the Hatchet Booster Club.
Northwoods Award and Engraving is your one-stop shop for your awards and marketing needs, offering custom awards including trophies, plaques, medals, and ribbons, as well as tumblers, name tags, and more.
Simply Stitched,
Northwoods Award and Engraving,
both proud to be VIP Hatchet sponsors.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Charles. My wife Audrey and I are excited to be the new owners of the Cracker Barrel, the gateway to the Lake Nokomis area. We are open 7 days a week from 5:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. We offer premium BP gasoline and you can pay at the pump 24/7. Stop inside for snacks, ice, beer, wine, liquor, soda, and basic essentials. Our bait shop has minnows, crawlers, worms, and tackle. We are still your Heifer Junction post office. Cracker Barrel, north of Tomahawk and County Road L, and happily serving the community and supporting Hatchet Sports. Go Hatchets!
United Steelworkers International Union 248 Tomahawk Mill employees are proud of the accomplishments of their membership and are honored to salute our Hatchet student athletes who are dedicated to excellence in their sport and the classroom. USW 248 is happy to sponsor our team with play-by-play coverage here on WJJQ. Good luck, Hatchets, from the United Steelworkers International 248 Tomahawk Mill Employees Team.
As your local insurance agent here in Tomahawk, Calhoun Insurance helps you identify the insurance coverage that best fits your needs, personalized to help you make smarter decisions about insurance. Calhoun Insurance has the knowledge and over 30 years of experience to help you better understand your coverage options, whether it's auto, home, renters, business, life, boat, motorcycle, ATV, or snowmobile insurance. Questions about Medicare and getting closer to 65? Talk to Tim Calhoun. Calhoun Insurance will provide you with the best customer service available anywhere. Call 715-224-3259 with questions or to set up an appointment. Calhoun Insurance, just south of Hometown Feed Mill. Calhoun Insurance Agency is proud to support Hatchet Athletes.
Hi, this is Justin at Cerny's Greenhouse, and my staff and I are proud to be a Hatchet Sports sponsor. We salute our Hatchet athletes and coaches and wish them the best of luck this season. Here at Cerny's, we are dedicated to quality and customer service. We appreciate your loyalty and always look forward to seeing you at the Greenhouse. Now let's cheer on our Tomahawk Hatchets and enjoy another great broadcast on WJJQ, brought to you in part by Cerny's Greenhouse and all the Hatchet Sports sponsors.
Dr. Kelly Mulcarrick offers professional chiropractic care from children to seniors at Hometown Chiropractic Center of Tomahawk. New patients are always welcome, so call to schedule your visit at 453-5365. See them online at TomahawkHometownChiro.com and see their Facebook page. Hometown Chiropractic Center of Tomahawk, located on the corner of North 4th and Mohawk Drive, proudly serving families in the Northwoods with professional chiropractic care and proud to support our Tomahawk Hatchet student-athletes and this radio broadcast here on WJJQ.
Terrified of the current housing market? Never fear, Woodland Lakes Realty of Tomahawk is here to help guide you through the process. With over 40 years of experience, Ed and Chris Roche have the expert advice. Whether looking to buy or considering selling, give Woodland Lakes Realty a call at 224-3800 or visit their website at woodlandlakesrealty.com. Don't make buying a home more stressful than needed. Call Woodland Lakes Realty today.
And we're back one final time here on the Fairman Orthodontics Coaches Show on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook here with you from Mosinee. Tomahawk volleyball season comes to an end here in Mosinee. They lose 14-25, 17-25, 25-27. They finish the season with a 19-18 record and a 9-3 regular season record in Great Northern Conference play. Next broadcast of Hatchet Sports will be tomorrow. Tomahawk football will have the WIAA Division 5 playoff matchup coming up against Southern Door in Brussels. Fairman Orthodontics pregame show at 6:35. Kickoff at 7 o'clock from Southern Door High School on Friday night. Thank you very much for tuning in throughout the course of this volleyball season. thank you very much to Keith Hansen and Katie Denton. I had a pleasure covering this very, very tough and gritty team. They were a lot of fun to watch. Shame that their season had to end at Mosinee. Fall broadcast season will continue, obviously, tomorrow. And then, obviously, as previously stated, our first winter sports broadcast will be on Thursday, November 16th, when Tomahawk girls basketball opens their season at Butternut. That's going to wrap it all up for you. Thank you very much to Casey Smith, who is the Mosinee AD, for getting us all set up. Thank you very much also to Justin Jacobs for getting the starters very much. Thank you very much also to Keith Hansey and Katie Denton for helping me out throughout the season. Thank you very much also to Jennifer for making sure we're on the air and sounding good. And thank you, our listeners, for tuning in. That's going to wrap it up for everyone at WJJQ. This is Alex Cook signing off. And from Mosinee, everyone, good night.
You've been listening to Tomahawk Hatchet Sports on WJJQ, Northwood's 92.5. Presented in part by Fairman Orthodontics, Calhoun Insurance, Tomahawk Eye Care, Heritage Chevrolet, Keith Hansey, Northwoods Community Realty, Park City Credit Union, Cerny's Greenhouse, School District of Tomahawk, Cracker Barrel, Northwoods Awards and Engraving, Simply Stitched, United Steelworkers Local 248, Hometown Chiropractic Center, Shuni Trucking and Excavating, Tomahawk McDonald's, Riley Family Dental, Woodland Lakes Realty, Custom Accounting Services, Mirror Electric, Health in Motion Physical Therapy, Packaging Corporation of America, Tomahawk Mill, Rhinelander Auto Center, Hilgi's LP Gas, State Farm Insurance, Kevin Ehrman Agency, Bowman Chiropractic, Tomahawk Builder Supply, IAM Tomahawk Mill Maintenance Union, Generations Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Triggs, Tomahawk Appliance and Home, Louisiana Pacific, Tomahawk Mill, and Fairman Orthodontics. Join us again soon for more Tomahawk Hatchet Play-by-Play.